Welcome back, you guys. Today, I'm here to talk about what I should have spent this entire month talking about, and that is value. Because during this month of love and anger and everything, it all basically boils down to value, does it not? Like, whether you're on the love spectrum or the hate spectrum, it kind of boils down to value on both ends. Either you value someone or you don't. You value Valentine's Day or you don't. But I think the common denominator here is value. Plus, this is something that I should have covered this the entire month, because there's so many different ways that I could cover this. But basically, what I want to talk about is just the real nitty-gritty. I don't want to call everyone out, because I know that that's not a good feeling. But at the same time, I kind of want to call everyone out, because if you're on this channel, I want to make you better. I want to make myself better. This channel is also just like a live action of me making myself better month by month. I hope that that's how it shows. Whether it's obvious or not, I am getting better. I am only getting better, older, and wiser. Month by month. Anyway, but I want to not so much call you guys out, but also call you guys out so that way you can realize this is actually how I feel, because it's probably true, and I hate to say it, but it's something that should be worked on. So basically, what I've noticed about myself, now I'd imagine you're a lot like me if you're on this channel, because I don't think that I would attract people who are not somewhat like me. I'm also sorry if you are like me. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. We're probably like-minded spirits. Let's just put it that way, right? So, one thing that I've noticed about myself is I've tried to really work on this a lot. So I don't like to say that this is me present tense, but I've noticed over the past several years of my life that I have had a tendency to have really high self-esteem. Like, I will come on here and make these videos, and I will put myself on podcasts, and I will come on here and, you know, put out this content and just do, like, wild things. Wear shirts like the one I'm currently wearing. What is this? High self-esteem, because I don't care what people say about it. But I also have really low self-worth. I have noticed, again, past tense, I don't like to claim it, even if it's true now on some level. Because I will come on here and do all these things, but then the underlying topic, though, is low self-worth underneath the outside showing aspect of my high self-esteem, which is so bizarre to me. Because you'd think that high self-esteem and low self-worth high self-esteem creates high self-worth. And if you have low self-worth, you'd also have low self-esteem, but that's not actually true. It's not actually true. There are so many different ways that I could go with this topic, but I think I want to start with one of the first, in my opinion, most important things to realize regarding this topic that I've realized a few years ago when I really broke it down. So, I have been notorious, I guess, for living my life for other people. And I know that maybe sounds cheesy or like an easy fix, or maybe it totally relates to you and it's like, no, I can't get out of it. It's ridiculously hard. It is ridiculously hard. And it took a lot of years and a lot of effort and a lot of therapy to really just buckle down on why I am making these behavioral actions. Why? why do I keep choosing to make these decisions of living my life for other people? And I had to really break down. Who am I living for? Who is it? Who do I think of when I make a decision? Who am I trying to impress? And why them? Why? Because it's something they said? Because it's something they expect me to do? Why am I living my life with this person? Why? And when you realize whether you are or you're not, if you realize that you are, okay, why are you? Because the bottom line is you probably don't need to. You just choose to based on something that was said or done, right? So you get out of that. Okay. So why am I believing that I need to? Okay, get out of that. I don't believe that I need to. So why am I still doing it? Thinking it's going to impress them. Because is it actually impressing them? Maybe it is, maybe. But maybe not. And this is something that I had to realize for myself is I'm like, maybe at one point in my life, I was living my life for these people. Maybe. Should I have been? Maybe. Maybe not. But at this point in my life, I don't want to. I don't want to. So why am I still? There's a quote, I think it's somebody who went through a breakup, and it says, you're not making her miss you. You're not making her miss you. You're showing her how to live without you. It's true. Because when you get out of a bad situation and you look back, out of believing that you have to live your life a certain way for this person, it doesn't make you miss that person. It shows you how you can live your life without them. Without them telling you how you're not good enough. How that shirt is actually hideous. How it doesn't match your hat. It doesn't matter. If I like it, that's what matters. And you can get so addicted to making your own decisions. Instead of falling into this addiction, I believe it is an actual addiction that you can fall into of trying to live your life for other people. I think that maybe manipulation on some level can be an addiction. Because sometimes it's easier to just be told what to do than to actually use the bandwidth and brain power yourself. I mean, is this not literally where our society is at? We live by rules. We live by rules. At work, at school, by our parents, in the traffic. Our entire life exists by following rules. So in the aspects of our life where we actually have the freedom to our own decisions, sometimes it's terrifying. And we don't like it, and it's uncomfortable. It's extremely uncomfortable. We'd rather just be told what to do. Because we don't know what to do with the feeling of choice. Is that not terrifying? But it's true. It's true. And I think that it's really important that we start finding little ways in our life that we can boil down what we like. Whether it's standing in front of a vending machine and going, I like these chips and this soda the most. This is my first favorite. This is my second favorite. Scratch all the others. Or just going window shopping and saying, I like that shirt. I like those shoes. Don't like the others. Just picking out things for yourself that you like. Maybe buy it if you want to. Try to get used to that feeling of doing things for yourself, because it's an uncomfortable feeling. It is. It's uncomfortable. But when you get used to that feeling, and surrounding yourself by things that you like and not thinking about what other people have to say about it, it's like making it to the other side of the rainbow. There is a freedom like no other. There's a pot of gold. Like, the riches that you will find in that freedom is just incomparable. It's incomparable. And all you had to do was start to value yourself and not other people's opinion. Not other people's opinion of you. Not other people's opinion on you. Not other people's opinions. Whatever their opinion might be, you don't have to live your life or shapeshift yourself to their opinion. This entire episode is based on value, but I want to say, can I tell you something that you are not? That you, in fact, are not. Not even arguably, you are not. You are not the opinion of somebody who does not know you, nor cares about you. That is what you are not. Now let me tell you what you are. You are the product of your own decisions, of your own desires, of your own wants and needs, and they are all okay. Unless it's something bad, then don't do it. I draw the line at animal abuse. If that's something that for some reason you want to do, no. Get off this channel. No. But I don't think that you'd be on this channel if that's something you're into. Whatever it is in your life that you desire. How about dreams? Let's talk about dreams. What dreams do you desire? That is the product of who you are. I believe dreams are made up of our biggest, greatest fantasies and wants and needs and desires and love for something. This is why I call myself an ultimate dream coach. Because what in life is more important than our dream? What could possibly be more important to us than the exact thing that is the most important thing to us? You know? This is why it's so, so crucial that we follow our dreams and take the steps to do it. Even if your dream doesn't come true right away, or maybe it never fully comes true at all, which I don't believe is possible, but I guess anything is possible, so if anything is possible, hey, anything is possible on either end, right? Even if you start the path to following your dreams, that in and of itself can change your life because you are on the path. And there is no greater feeling. You're on the path to freedom. You can book a free discovery call with me. The link is in the description below to find out if we're a good fit to coach one-on-one. You can also check out my podcast, Make Waves Mermaid Cassandra, every place podcasts are found. I'm also on YouTube. You can check out my content on almost any social media platform at Make Waves Coach, and also at Mermaid Cassandra, as you can follow my own personal journey of mermaiding. I will talk to all of y'all very soon. Now go out there and make waves. Mwah.